done now? How many have you done?
So the Quickie Podcast, I'm around episode 270, and I've got about six episodes recorded already that have just been put on the back burner for release because the summit has been all encompassing. And then on the Print Design Podcast, I've got four interviews lined up for early March. But again, it's like summit just puts everything on hold. It takes just occupies every ounce of time I have.
I can only imagine. And it's just the two of you really kind of doing
it. Me and Gabby. Right? Yep. Yeah. Last year we hired a designer that worked like just freelance contract with us during the summit to just crank out some artwork and stuff. But this year, the person that we really wanted to use ended up getting a full-time gig that she couldn't say no to. So then it was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll kind of look, but we just didn't look quick enough.
Yeah.
And then it was like, too late. It's all on us. So yeah, it's just me and Gabby this time.
I don't know how you guys do it because it's such an endeavor to get into and one, to have the idea, and then two, to just like light the fire and say, we're going to do it. This is your second year doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is and for those of you who are kind of watching and going, what are we talking about? We are talking with Dave Hopkins here, and Dave has been running the Quickie Podcast and moved into the Print Design Academy and Print Design Summit really from your just true love of print, right? Like, I remember when you first reached out to me, I'm like, all about print? Like, let's go. Like, this is, who else is talking about this, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what we noticed. And the Quickie Podcast started as just my, like, I got to do something to get in this community and to start building that podcast base and getting experience. But the whole time it was, how do I pivot this to print? So that was the goal all along. And I tell you, Nick, if I didn't absolutely love print and I didn't love helping designers create this stuff, this would not be a thing because it's a lot going on. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. You have to love it.
Yeah, the whole you got to love what you do thing that really plays a role in this, especially if you're doing it above and beyond full-time jobs, family, life balance, all that stuff too, right? It's like, man, you got to really, really love this. And man, we got a chance to finally meet this past year at Brave the Into the Woods. I was going to say Brave the Woods.
You're going to Brave the Woods. I mean, technically we did Brave the Woods. I mean,
Woods was camping. Into the Woods. Yeah. Oh, that's right, dude. You were camping it. That was awesome.
Yeah, for my own fault because I didn't book the hotel quick enough and then I left it last minute and I was like, oh, I'll just find somebody to, you know, book a room, a share room. And then everybody I reached out to was like, no, we're sorted. I'm like, I guess I'm tenting.
That was awesome, man. You, what a trooper. And it was such a good thing. Like, and then there was a bunch of other, we ran into a few other folks that do podcasts. So it was kind of like such a great moment to have at the Into the Woods one. Like, I'm so looking forward to heading back into them when they do it again. But it was so great to finally meet in person. We've spent so much online time together.
Exactly.
It was wonderful. And then around November, you reached out kind of like starting off on this new Print Design Summit kind of 2024. Tell us about everything. Why do people need to register for this? Particularly, it's free, but give them the whole sales pitch.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit of context just to sort of paint a picture for you.
Go for it.
I have been in print for over 19 years now, and I've done everything. I worked my way backwards through the process technically. So I did the bindery and finishing and folding and gluing, like that kind of work. Then I moved into running presses, and I ran presses for probably 5 or 6 years, various different two-color presses, four-color presses, big, small, whole thing. Then moved into the pre-press side of things. That's when I was seeing what kind of files designers were sending in and sort of going, that's interesting. Never seen a Word file for a brochure, but okay. And then I did a little bit of plating and somehow landed in account management. And I was with one printer where I started my print career for 9 years, left and went to a much larger printer and saw like the big game of print. And I was with there in account management and marketing for 9 years. But along with that came with an hour and a half long commute each way. So it was, how do I do what I love, which is teaching designers this amazing world of print and helping them bring these projects to life, but also be at home more. So how do I balance that? So out of that came Print Design Academy, where we have our membership and our courses where we're teaching graphic designers, working closely with them. But not all designers are in a position or are ready to buy a course, to buy a membership and really dive into the world of print. But we still want to give them the stuff that they need to know to get into the print game because we're just so passionate about print. get into print. We want more designers creating great print. So out of that came the Print Design Summit. Last year was our first year ever doing it. I actually left my day job on January 31st last year solely to make sure I could put the time into the first ever summit. So we ran that in mid-February last year. And it was, we ended up with over 1,200 registrants. We had 13 incredible design and print industry expert speakers. We had, Mohawk and Pantone and some of the biggest names in that design and print world support us and sponsor us. And it sort of showed us like, oh my God, like there's an appetite for this information. Because I mean, you're in the design education space, even in a full four-year design degree, it's a struggle to get all of the print and packaging knowledge in there. And even if you can get it in, you do it in year two. And then by the time year four is over and they're done, they're just missing pieces of it or enough of it to go, I am going to confidently get into this print and packaging game. Right.
And you can only teach it to, okay, well, your file's done. We don't have an on-site printer to do your packaging or whatever. And then you're like, what happens after this? It's like storytelling time, right? Yeah. You don't get that hands-on kind of experience of seeing that vibe and that smell and everything about the print shop.
Right? And it's one thing that we harp on so much because it's so, there's so much knowledge that can be gained even from a half an hour walkthrough of a print shop. When you see the plates being made, you see the presses just cranking through paper and, you know, the cyan, the magenta, yellow and black all being laid down. And then you end up with this print piece in the end, you're like, what the heck? And then it goes over to die cutters and folders and gluers and just like stuff is flying through machines. And then in the end, you end up with this, here's this box. It is beautiful. It's got foil. Yeah. It's nice. It wins on the shelf. All of that.
Have you found when you talk to people that finally get to see it, there's a whole new understanding as a designer going back to, let's say, the next new project that now they have the print experience and exposure under their belt. They approach design in a completely different way. It's now they get the end result.
It creates more consideration over paper and substrates and that selection process. It allows them also to collect samples from that printer of stuff that's been done before. So they can go, oh, that's a cool idea for this. And you know, put their own design mind to it and where it would work for them. Plus, every printer has slightly different equipment, slightly different processes. And when you see that and understand that and sort of reverse engineer whatever that is, you implement that at the design stage and you can create some amazing stuff, level up your design and packaging work without having to cost a whole lot more money.
And how to package the files. I know you've talked a lot about that as well. And you can only imagine what printers have seen. And you were even talking about it too. I remember one time even getting someone faxing a logo thinking, can that be used in camera ready art back in the day? And I just, you're just thinking like, oh my gosh. And then you think of like low res stuff found off the web. It's RGB and it's put into the link file. And you're like, so all those things that you get to learn and you are, you and I've talked about this before too. It's that partnership between the designer and the printer that 100%. If you go the extra mile to make the printer's life a little easier, what you get in return is confidence, great new contact, right? Referrals. I think both of you can work, right? I'm sure you've probably seen 1,000 examples of that.
Bro, so just literally 2 weeks ago, I had one of our members message us and say, look, I haven't designed my first print project yet, but I did do what you said and went on a tour. I wasn't ready to design for print, but I reached out to a printer and I went on a tour. They gave me samples. I made relationships with them. It was amazing. Fast forward, and this was 3 months ago that she went on this tour. Fast forward 3 months, her main contact there left and went out on her own and now is referring clients to her for design work, a relationship she met in the printer. And, you know, consider it a form of like networking on steroids because you're in there networking and meeting people and, you know, getting into the industry, but you're also seeing how this stuff comes to life. And it's the, one of the main things we teach in Print Design Mastery is even if you're not ready to go out there and start designing print and packaging work, or you don't have the clients for that yet, still go to a print shop. You'll get samples, you get swatch books, you'll get things you can put on your shelf that will be inspiration toward that when you finally get there.
Have you heard of people talking about, you know, when I'm sure you've you've chatted with a lot of folks. I've done it as well on AI. And you, the one thing I keep hearing is, as long as it's AI plus human or human plus AI, and we don't just call it AI alone, we're going to win here. We're going to do good. I think printing and being as educated and kind of knowledgeable in that zone as possible keeps the designer employed, right? Yes. Because there's certain things I feel like can't be replaced. And that is the knowledge, that is the on-site experience, the networking you have with them, right?
Yeah. Like, how are you going to teach? You know, I actually had an interview earlier today with a digital can printer. So printing directly to digital cans. How are you going to teach AI about the intricacies of that equipment at that supplier? Like, I understand there will be and should be portions of the print design process that should be automated. Some of the monotonous things, some of the things that aren't enjoyable, aren't fun, but also
making the white layer.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a while before AI can just do that. Mm-hmm. So why are you going to wait? You know, maybe it's 5 years, best case scenario, where they can nail something, you know, as part of that export process. But why would you wait until then? Why don't you just learn how to do it now? So you better understand what's actually happening when that advancement comes around. And believe me, it'll be a good thing when it does, because then you can start focusing more on the design and selecting that substrate. I mean, where's that foil going to go? What color is that foil going to be? That sort of thing.
That's great. How about any success stories that came out of Print Design Summit number one, moving into number two? What are some of the benefits, some of the success stories that you can think of top of mind that you'd love to share?
Great question. So I don't know that I would boil one down to like an actual like story where there's a lot of story of it. I can tell you that the feedback was incredible from both students, which is great because it's more education, more learning at that early stage of the design career. But we also heard a lot from senior designers that have been in the game for a while, but just haven't touched print in a bit. And they all appreciated the refresher. So we try and break it up in a way that like, and we'll get into this about this year's summit, where we kind of theme each day. So even if you're a designer that's been out there and you've been designing books and you got books and magazines nailed, you know everything about that. All of a sudden we go like, well, hey, why don't you join us for craft beer day? We're talking labels. We're talking shrink sleeves. We're talking digital print directly to cans. Totally new. So it's an event that's not just for, hey, if you're interested in print and you don't know how to do, you know, a certain part of printing yet. It's for anybody who is a fan of print and to show them that there's massive technological advances in print and you got to know about them.
I think some people are sleeping on that. I almost feel like it, particularly seeing a lot of folks going into the design world and purely digital, never touching the print. And then all of a sudden, imagine them getting to see some of the stuff like you even showed me yesterday, some of the stuff of the digital print kind of examples that are out there in this embossing and the foil and the raised everything. And you're like, how on earth can this be done there? So I almost feel like if you're not, if you just take your eye off of it for a second, you're going to, you're going to not know what the capabilities are now. Right.
I think that
expectations,
if you took your print production course and even worked for a printer 3 years ago, your understanding of how to achieve foil, spot gloss, embossing is, oh, you make a die and then you put it on a different machine. You wind the foil through the machine and then you test set up and, you know, it's this other process. Now being able to say that, just like in the world of digital, you'd be like, you can imprint a different name on every piece. Like that was this, oh my gosh, we can do that? Yeah, digital printing, that's the way to go. And then now telling them that, hey, you can foil stamp that name different on every single piece that comes out of that machine. That's unbelievable. It's just wild, honestly.
I think Coke was maybe the first one that did it with the name ones, where they had the names instead of Coke written on the bottles.
Yep.
And of course, everybody wondered like how, you know, okay, you make this groundbreaking new concept and project that the world's talking about. And then everybody asked like, how on earth did you do that? And the printing through digital was the way to do it. And then again, like you said, in just 3 years time, what has advanced is just incredible, right?
Yep. So lower you saw volumes. Coke doing that. Yeah. Then you saw, I think it was Pepsi took advantage of HP's Mosaic software.
Yes.
So HP Indigo Press, all of a sudden, every single label through AI is unique and different, either colors or shapes or whatever, but your logo has that brand consistency in the middle, but everything else changes mm-hmm. for every single label, for a million labels. Like it's just incredible.
The mind gets like, you have a headache just thinking about how would you execute something like that, even yeah. with that technology, right? The computer part of it and everything else. And you're like, wow, the possibilities of merging the most kind of like newest part of our toolbox and the oldest mm-hmm. part of our toolbox coming together mm-hmm. in these great opportunities. You know, yeah. I love that. And the best thing too, is I want to like show off the website here, and I'm going to share this here so we can see what yeah, we're talking yeah. about. And I'm so excited to kind of show you guys a little bit about what this is.
So as much right like, here. I'm going to try and put in like some behind the scenes stories here if they come to me.
Good.
Oh, as well. Like, go. I don't want to just like do
we're
all
going down memory here. Lane.
Let's give something juicy. Let's give yeah, some so good stuff.
Let's just say too, it's February 15th through the 19th. We're yep. doing this about a week or so before. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have this out and you guys can get it. We have links to all of the free tickets. And then there's ways you can kind of experience a few more things once you get into the registration after you've done the free one. We're mm-hmm. going to talk a little bit about that. There you are. That's fantastic.
That. Yeah, me and Gabby print, there smiling and trying not to look exhausted at the end of the summit last year.
I love it. Got a nice welcome video here as well. Mm-hmm. This is great. So here's the lineup of everybody we've got going. There we are.
Yeah. Look at that stud in spot number two. Damn. Look at that.
How did I make it up there?
So I should give like just a little bit of context on that. Like these relationships that I've built over the last 3 or 4 years wouldn't have been possible if I didn't just take a risk and start the Quickie podcast. You know, I was just a print sales guy, you know, locally in my local market. I had great relationships with designers locally. But I knew that there's a worldwide creative community out there of people with cool stories and things that I wanted to meet and talk about. And I went into that podcast like, let's just learn podcasting and try and figure it out. And at the time, I had no idea that I'd be able to, you know, build relationships with these people and connect with them and build, you know, friendships and careers and stuff with them and watch them grow. And so that's been just awesome. So a lot of these speakers are from introductions and friends telling me you got to talk to this person. And, you know, once you get into this network and you find out who's doing awesome things, it's so cool to just connect yeah. with these talented creatives yeah. all over the
Even
place.
Even Dave Clayton.
Yeah, I guess that's a little anomaly. I'm just kidding. Dave
One
is
of
such
our
a
favorite
dude.
Dudes. Dave's yeah. such a great guy. And this is fantastic. So you've got so many different things, and I love how you're covering so many different areas. And how mm-hmm. would you like, if you took the guests, what pools would you put them in? Like, you've got designers, obviously, right?
Yeah. Yep. So attendees, you're going to have graphic designers primarily. I'd say like yes. 75-80% of our attendees are graphic designers of varying skill levels. Students, like designers who are out there who do print design and just want to see cool things. Also designers who have been in the game for a while. We also have a good yeah. mix of print industry people who are wanting to just sort of connect with designers, help support designers with resources that they have. And also a good mixture of design educators, surprisingly, which was kind of surprised me last year, where I had design instructors emailing me saying, hey, I just signed up for the summit. I'm telling my class to sign up for the summit. What a great resource you're putting on for students. So that was really cool and a little bit unexpected as well. So also what we've done with the summit, similar to last year, we had a 3-day summit last year, 3 and change, we'll call it. This year, it is a full 5 days of presentations. And we're trying to, we successfully somehow themed each day. So day one Right. is getting into craft beer design, beverage design, label design. The second day is consumer packaged goods and luxury packaging. The third day is your like book design. So a few of the speakers have designed incredible books, including some of the concept of the year work that Yummy Colors puts out every year. We awesome. Also have a senior designer from PepsiCo talking about their 10-year anniversary book for PepsiCo Design and Innovation Department, which is a phenomenal presentation. Like,
oh, can't wait.
walking you through the concepting of a book at that scale in a corporate environment, going through material selection for the fabric of the hard case-bound cover, Pantone selection, like all of the elements, getting into the nitty-gritty, showing you what it takes to bring a project like that to life. So super rad. Day four is your tech and biz day. So it was important to me to incorporate some of the areas where I feel freelance designers and designers who are just starting their studio kind of struggle, which is that sales and running a business thing, right? It's great to get out there and do the design and do great work and get the referrals, but you got to invoice, you got to sign contracts, you got to ask for money, you got to sell, you got to phone and like sell things. So there's lessons there. So I wanted to make sure that we included some presentations about, for helping those designers who are looking to build their studio and grow a studio. And then the fifth day is future. So we're talking augmented reality. We're talking AI and packaging design. We're talking sustainability. A few talks about sustainability in there. What does this print world look like moving forward from here? So yeah, that's kind of how we boiled down the themes of the day.
That's great, man, because it's like I think you can obviously attack the day that you really are interested in. And mm-hmm. then the way you have it, too, is like I love the idea of like all of those touch points feel like any designer is going to want to know something about all of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. it kind of like leads. It's almost like encyclopedias. Right. Like each one's a book and I want to read the whole collection. I love mm-hmm. the idea of bringing these educators. There's what a great success story that's got to be to have people reach out to you and say, we love the first one. And like, how can I contribute or be a part of the next one?
Wild. Like so awesome. Right. Again, one of those things that you just didn't plan for and anticipate. We had super low expectations in year one because we were just trying to figure it out. It blew up into this thing that's just pretty freaking awesome.
That's fantastic. I love that you got this here as well. And learning new skills, growing your income. I think being bold and saying something like that, mm-hmm. I think I know you well enough to know that you can back that up because the minute you are given more tools and more kind of confidence from people sharing mm-hmm. their stories, I'm sure you and I have seen thousands of them when it comes to like the podcast world, right? All the people and all the different stories, mm-hmm. you can definitely kind of take that next level and raise your prices, do a better hourly. Maybe it's mm-hmm. even promotions at your work. Yeah, these are the tools that help you get there. And just as well, getting inspired. Also, talk a little bit about the community that you've built. I think that's kind of a cool idea to kind of mention that there's so much more involved.
Yeah, it's wild. Again, one of those wild things that I didn't expect is we wanted to make sure we had this summit community alongside of the event. So as soon as you register, you get access to the summit community. And we put some videos in there just so you can start learning right now, like even before the summit officially kicks off, but also a way for to build a community, like just to connect with other designers who are all kind of at a similar places where they're just learning print or finding people who are more experienced in print, and also giving the attendees an opportunity to connect with these design and print industry experts who are presenting at this thing. When you're at a live event, somebody comes off stage and, like in your case, I mean, I know you'll do an autograph session, but like, it's not always easy to connect with presenters at an event like this. So we wanted to make that possible and build community, share resources between other designers, share podcasts or tools that we use or processes. And the community just took on a life of its own last year where all sorts of attendees were creating their own posts of, hey, what kind of resources do you guys use for this? And all of a sudden the comments are full of stuff. Yeah. So this year we took that and we just grew on the greatness that it was last year. So in there right now is print shop video tours. So like we talked about already is being able to see how this stuff actually comes to life really helps with the learning process, getting into print and packaging design. So we've got a digital and offset printer in there. We've got a Rizzo printer in there showing the process.
Awesome.
We've got a letterpress video coming shortly. And there's another one. Letterpress. From Zarpress.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, so letterpress. You've covered it.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure we cover all kind of avenues. And there's also interviews with print industry experts. So you can learn how different products that are available out there can help you in your career, help you pick papers, all that kind of stuff. And then, community's building out. Designers are actively introducing themselves right now into the community and getting integrated in there. It's pretty wild to see, man.
Yeah, it's worth saying. All that stuff you just mentioned is all there live now.
Right now.
Do the free registration. Get right in. See the videos. Chat in the community as well. And then come the 15th through the 19th, you're going to have your 5 days of all of these things. And I remember last time, even though I was watching a few that I'd even seen before, because some of the we all swapped videos, which was cool. It's still such a nice thing if you're working from home, if you're working in a team, even at your thing. Throw it on in your lunchroom, put it on, watch with some other designers, enjoy for this. Sure. It's like, it's what other thing can we do that simply without travel, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm assuming one day, I'm thinking in the next few years, I think this is going to be a live event sometime. I can feel that.
My goal is like year five, it'll be live and kicking somewhere and we'll have printing demonstrations. Like we'll do something cool. So there's a good mixture of pre-recorded and live components to the event. Me and Gabby kick off each day, giving away prizes, talking about sort of setting up the day. Most of the presentations are pre-recorded. Gabby is doing a presentation about file prep for print. I'm doing a presentation.
Can I watch?
Yeah.
I need that right now.
Please. I'm just kidding. I'm doing a presentation on how to make more money in your design business using print and packaging design. We've got two live virtual panels as well. One about design organizations and how they can help you in your design career. And another one all about digital print and how it can help designers get into the print game as sort of that gateway and the cool things that you can do in digital print that, you know, you couldn't just a few years ago.
Dude, it's just jam packed. I love it. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know either. I don't know. I have a very forgiving wife and family. That's how I do it.
That's great, man. All right, guys. So we've got all the links here. If you check out on the podcast, the link will be in all the notes. If for any reason you forget, you can just follow me on Instagram and the first link in my bio will get you the free tickets so you can register now. And man, can't wait for it, dude. We're going to have a blast come the 15th.
Pretty excited about it. I just want to also just share that once people register for free, like Nick said,
there is
three product options for you to upgrade your experience. And we created it specifically this way for designers at various levels of their career, whether they're just getting started, there's a really low cost thing where they can just hang on to the presentation replays longer than the 1 week after the event is over. So they can go back and rewatch your presentation. They can go back and watch how to design a book from start to finish with PepsiCo about designing packaging, like all of these things, they can hang on to them. And we made it really low cost. I think it's $27 or something like that.
Awesome.
Then there's a middle option, which is our print design mastery toolkit, which has really cool, like screen printed collector posters. I don't know if I showed you this one, Nick, the black one.
Oh, love that.
So this one
throw crop marks in and I'm in.
Right. Digitally printed there. And every single one of these mastery toolkits is hand painted. So totally bespoke, 150 kits, limited quantities, because we don't want to do this for hundreds and thousands of them.
I saw the video today. That was pretty cool.
So that was good. There's over $1,000.
Everyone.
Literally, like just,
wow.
You can watch the video of it. So there's over $1,000 in physical tools and digital assets that go with that kit. And it's only $250 as soon as you sign up. And then there is our elite print designer option for those who are like ready to really take it on and maximize their careers over the next 6 months. It involves live coaching calls every single week with myself, with Gabby. And we've got a secret list of incredible network designers and resources that we're going to tap into as well. They're going to come along and teach you. So pretty rad.
Damn. Awesome, bro. Well, I can't wait. If you guys really want to learn more or just have some new inspiration, log on, have fun with the free one, and then check out all of the extras that Dave's offering. Love 100%. It, bro.
Thanks so much, Nick. Great chatting with you.
All right, man. You got it, man. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.